This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Allman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Today is the first in a new series called Three Questions. And our guest is David Rubenstein, Carlisle's co-founder and co-CEO. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Let's start it off with the first one. What are you excited about?
Well, right now I'm excited about the fact that after the Great Recession, the United States came back in reasonably good shape. It wasn't perfect, but we're now in a situation where the U.S. economy is doing better than any other developed market economy in the world. We're probably growing about 2% this year. Inflation will be about 1%. Unemployment will be under 5%. The budget deficit is going down. And as a result of that, I think it's a pretty attractive place in which to invest. Now, obviously, we'd prefer 5% growth. We'd prefer 3% unemployment. We'd prefer other things that we probably can't achieve in the near term. But given how deep the recession was and given how long it took to get to this point, I'm actually excited about where we are and the opportunities to invest in this economy.
Question two, what are you worried about?
I'm worried about the fact that historically we tend to have recessions every 7 years or so, and the last one ended almost 7 years ago. So we're probably going to have a recession the next 1, 2, or 3 years, certainly. There's no doubt we will. I am worried that it might happen sooner rather than later, and therefore I think when you make investments, you have to be wary of the fact that probably there'll be an economic slowdown, maybe we call it a recession, at some point in the next 1, 2, or 3 years.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, when we make investments at Carlisle, we are very conscious now of the fact that there probably will be some slowdown and we can't assume that the economy is going to go up all the time. We are taking advantage of where we think are very attractive opportunities now, particularly, for example, in carbon-related energies because prices are very low. I think there's very good opportunities now in some distressed debt areas. And healthcare, the GDP of the United States is roughly 18% in healthcare and probably will go up from there.
David, thank you for inaugurating our new series, Three Questions, with some illuminating answers. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.